Can you train your brain to make more money? Absolutely you can, because the brain is plastic. It can be molded, it can be shaped, it can be retrained and rewired. And in this episode, we are going to talk about the three key steps that will help you rewire your brain to naturally attract more money. So if you can focus on these three key steps for just 30 days, the difference will be massive. And a quick reminder that for regular tips on all things money and mindset to help you build an aligned and abundant business you love so that you never worry about money again, you can subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell. So in this episode, we are going to talk about the three keys to help you train your brain to naturally attract more money. And they are based on the Magnetic Money Code, which is my system and my model for helping my students get to a place where they naturally live in a state of abundance, where they naturally attract more money and abundance. They expect it. It happens all the time. They don't have to do anything special to make it happen. It's just how life is. And they feel utterly confident in all of that. And that's what we're going to cover for you, because it's worked for hundreds, if not thousands of women before you. It's worked for me, and it's absolutely going to work for you. So let's go. So the first step is to change your focus, to make a decision to shift your focus from lack to abundance, to start making it your mission to notice all the abundance that's around. And every time you catch yourself focusing on lack, that you will drop it like a hot potato and look for something that is either a distraction or something that shows you how much abundance you actually have in life. And so the way that helps you train your brain to attract more money is it starts programming or reprogramming the reticular activating system, which sits in the back of your skull there. And you can think of it like a little switch or a filter that filters out all the information that's deemed unnecessary between the conscious and the unconscious mind. So your unconscious notices everything. And your conscious mind can only cope with a very small percentage of that, which means that your reticular activating system needs to be programmed to say, this is important, make sure you show me that stuff. And this is not important, let's just ignore it. And what has usually happened for most people is that they have programmed their reticular activating system to notice all the things that are missing, all the things that aren't going well, all the money that's not there, all the problems, and so on. And so that means that there's all these opportunities right in front of you and you're not seeing them. So by making the decision to change your focus from one of lack to one on abundance, you are reprogramming your reticular activating system. You're allowing your energy to go to the things that you want to have more of. And where your energy goes, your attention goes. And what you focus on expands. So as you start to train yourself to start focusing more and more on the abundance that's all around you, you will keep seeing more of it. You will keep seeing more and more evidence of abundance, and you will continue to program your mind to look for that, that that is how life is, that those are the opportunities you see. And you start resonating more and more with abundance and keep on attracting even more reasons to feel abundant and even more opportunities to be abundant. So by making the decision to change your focus from focusing on lack to focusing on abundance and just practicing that over and over and over again, you're really changing your outlook and training your brain and shifting your mindset so that your natural first instinct when anything happens is to see the glass as half full rather than half empty. And that's ultimately what an abundance mindset is actually all about. And I've actually recorded this video over here for you just to help you get really clear on what the differences are between rich thinking and poor thinking. So be sure to check that out next. Now, the second step that helps you train your brain to attract more money is to use visualization. Visualization is incredibly simple, easy, fun, and super powerful because it taps into the way your brain naturally works. It actually works with your natural brain principles and helps you reprogram the mind and also recondition the body so that a more abundant state, seeing abundance everywhere, noticing all the opportunities and attracting more of them, just becomes a way of life. So the easy way to visualize and to make the most of it is to simply follow the golden rules of visualization. And they are: do it every day, do it for only 4 minutes, and make it fun. So visualization is not about trying to force the universe to deliver you the goods. It's actually more about taking time to retrain your brain to start seeing life naturally as an abundant, fun place to be, to making that your default position. And while you're visualizing, when you're making it fun, the way to make it really fun is to use all of your senses, to feel what you feel in that moment, to imagine what you can hear, to imagine the tastes, the smells, and all the sensations. And as you do that, you actually flood your body with the chemistry of what it feels like to be in that moment. And you also recondition your body to live in a naturally better feeling state, which means that your default vibration starts moving higher and higher and higher. And that allows you to resonate with and attract ever increasing levels of abundance. So visualization helps you retrain your brain with the pictures and the images and all of that, so that that's how you start seeing the world as this abundant place full of opportunities. But it also reconditions your body by literally getting you addicted to feeling better more of the time. And that's the best addiction you're ever going to have. It's just a really cool way to reprogram limiting beliefs around money without you even having to think about it. And if just for fun, you want to look through a list of limiting beliefs around money and see which ones maybe you've ever been accidentally programmed with, you can check out this video next. So tell me in the comments below, have you practiced visualization in the past? How did it go? Did you love it, hate it? Did you find it hard to stick with? Remember, I gave you those three golden rules, but I'd love to hear what your experience with visualization has been. So just leave me a little comment. Okay, and the third and very key step that you want to absolutely incorporate into this next 30 days where you really train your brain to make more money is to start taking loving care of your money, to really educate yourself and start creating some changes in how you look after your money, because you have a relationship with money and there is an energy between you and money, and money is energy in itself. And if that's all a bit weird and uncomfortable, then you're brain will naturally do what it needs to do to protect you from that by keeping the money at bay. So you want that relationship with money to feel really good, to be really confident, and to be very welcoming of having lots more of it coming into your experience. Really learning how to take loving care of your money and become the confident custodian of your money is often the last mindset block that people need to get past. And once you move past that, you're home and hosed. And look, the bad news is that nobody's born good with money, but the good news is that nobody's born being good with money. And so you can learn it. And it's actually a simple, easy skill. In fact, I've put this video together for you to help you get started. So, you know, we grow up and no one shows us how to take care of our money. We're not taught how to do it in schools, and it's such an important part of our lives. And when we get to adulthood, it's no wonder that we feel all weird and uncomfortable about it. So it's really, really important that you change that. And if you incorporate this along with the previous two steps into your next 30-day, you know, I'm going to buckle down and do this program, you're going to experience some really beautiful, massive shifts. A quick reminder that if you haven't watched my free masterclass to help you simplify your money mindset and manifesting yet, then you can jump on it through the link in the comments below. And if you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to hit the like and the subscribe button and to share it with your friends. If you have any questions or requests of videos you'd like me to do next, let me know in the comments below. I'll be glad to cover them for you. It's time to embrace your unlimited potential, gorgeous. And I know that you're ready for the next step. So you know what to do for the next 30 days, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye for now.